Upadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Sadasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Askatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Syam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Syam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Syam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham It is a great pleasure that we can meet this evening and try to discuss something about Vrindavan. The first thing which we must know when we come to Vrindavan Dham is that what we see with our eyes in Vrindavan is not the total reality, the total spiritual reality. For the person who is not yet highly developed in Krishna consciousness, Vrindavan Dham is covered with a illusory potency or illusory covering which does not permit the non-devotee to perceive Vrindavan as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya. I am not Prakash. Prakash means visible or revealed to a person with mundane vision. In order to perceive Vrindavan as it is, we would have to develop a spiritual vision. Otherwise, we will be deceived by Vrindavan. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada describes the perception of a person who is in the material concept of life. He says he will see the pigs of Vrindavan and conclude, this is a very dirty place. You know, in Vrindavan there's an open canalization, not like in Helsinki where dirt of material civilization is taken care of by a great, underneath there is a whole complicated system. But in Vrindavan, it's all open. I see our little children are getting restless. Please, there's no need to become restless. I will talk for about half an hour, 30 minutes. And afterwards, we will see slides which are very easy. So, For 30 minutes, you could do one of two things. You could play outside if you wish. Yeah. And then we get you and bring you back to the hall. It seems this was a very good idea. I'm very happy that I had a good idea. Yes, this is good. And yes, right. You can. And we will send someone to bring mother and children to the second part. See, just like Krishna is covered by a curtain of material energy, also the holy dham is covered by a certain covering, so that it is not possible to see Vrindavan as it really is. Look at me. I am covered now for you. You can't see me. In the same way, Vrindavan is covered. You can't see Vrindavan when you are in the material concept. It is sometimes devotees can experience this who come. They have heard so much about Vrindavan. They have read in the holy scriptures about it. They have seen highly motivating slideshows, but when they come to Vrindavan, they see the rickshaw drivers who cheat them by demanding a price which is very much above the ordinary price. They see dirt, and sometimes even they come to Vrindavan, and nowadays they meet upon the dacoits, which are living between Vrindavan and Radhakund in a little dacoit village, and they are robbed of their money, and they leave Vrindavan with a very negative impression. So when you go to Vrindavan, or when you talk about Vrindavan, it's necessary to also understand that Vrindavan needs to be uncovered. The covering needs to be taken away to see the real Vrindavan. 500 years ago, there was a dear associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who wanted to go to Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him four instructions which made it, which helped this dear associate to see Vrindavan as it really is. These four instructions are also important for devotees nowadays, and for our benefit, we would like to hear about them. The first thing is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Jagadananda Pandit, this is the name of the devotee, don't stay too long. The second is, don't climb on the sacred Govardhan Hill. The third is, always stay under the shelter of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And the fourth instruction is, do not imitate the exalted residents of Vrindavan, the Brajavasis. Let us try to understand these four instructions and see how they are, could be relevant for us who might also like to go to Vrindavan. I have heard that Manoharini and her husband have gone to Vrindavan recently, and I can imagine they have shown pictures and shown guidebooks of Vrindavan around, and now there is a desire by some of our Finnish devotees to also go and see. First instruction is, don't stay too long. It is this point is related to the first point which we have discussed, that there is a covering in Vrindavan, over Vrindavan Dham, and this covering of Maya or Proto Maya might induce a devotee who's not yet fully on the realized platform of Krishna consciousness, to commit offenses. He might see the dacoits or the rickshawwalas who cheat. Nowadays, also, Vrindavan has become the place of many Western devotees who bring their institutional and their personal problems to the Holy Dham, and there are areas in Vrindavan which are thick with mundane politics and shopping, so that could be a difficulty. Devotees get caught in these unnecessary controversies and come a little bit down on the material platform. Mm-hmm. Whatever the covering is, if it is just dirt or mental dirt or whatever it is, if you stay too long, you might get caught in this covering and you might become influenced. In Holy Scripture, there is another reason why it's maybe even dangerous for a neophyte devotee to go into Vrindavan, into a holy place, and come to the... because he can come on a special type of covering. See, we were saying in very general terms, Vrindavan is covered with the mayik shakti, proto maya, but Narottam Das Thakur gives another reason or another covering. He says when people come to Vrindavan, they leave their sinful reactions in these holy places. See, we can hear that. We know that a bath in the Yamuna can deliver a person from the sinful reactions. Where do you think do these sinful reactions go to? Why do you close the thing? Because of the noise, maybe? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think a little air is necessary in the human form of life. We will imagine that this sound is the sound of the little Brijvasis. So this is the background music of Vrindavan, which you always hear. So the sinful reactions have to go somewhere. They have to be absorbed. We hear this also in relationship to a spiritual master and his disciples. If the spiritual master is not on the is totally absorbed in pure Krishna consciousness, it is dangerous for him to accept too many disciples, because the sinful reactions of the disciple might burden his own spiritual life very much. He might have bad dreams, and he might all of a sudden detect certain material desires which are very difficult to overcome at that moment. So these are examples of how sinful reactions need to go somewhere. They need to come somewhere. And Narottam Das Thakur, he says, in the age of Kali, these holy places are covered with these piles of sinful reactions. They're there like piles. Bang! Bang! Here is a sinful reaction of the man from Delhi who secretly has introduced prostitution near the railway station of Delhi, and who took a bath in the Yamuna to get free of the sinful reactions. Here is the pile of the sinful reactions of the Western person who has read in Srila Prabhupada's books that to go on sacred pilgrimage is good because it delivers you from your karmic reactions. So when little Krishnadas from Helsinki comes to Vrindavan, he stumbles into these piles, these invisible, subtle piles of sinful reactions, almost like you can stumble into the excrement of a pig. Yeah. Some devotees have therefore... So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, be careful when you go to Vrindavan. Be careful of the mayic covering, and there is also these piles. So the second instruction is, don't climb on Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill, this is very much related to the second instruction, is this sacred mountain which is composed of the pure love of Krishna. It is a mountain of love. With our eyes we see it's a mountain of stone, but this is only the superficial or mundane covering. In Garga Sanghita we find one explanation how Govardhan appeared. It is Srimati Radharani was requesting Sri Krishna for a perfect place of pastime, and then from the heart of Lord Krishna a seed came which developed into the wonderful mountain of Govardhan, which is said to be therefore a mountain of love, the love which Krishna has for Srimati Radharani. That's one of many, many explanations. See, spiritual subjects are very, very vielschichtig. Vielschichtig is a German word, and it means they have many layers of understanding. There are many other stories how Govardhan appeared, and they are all describe certain aspects of this sacred mountain. In the Brahma Sanghita it says that the material of Vrindavan, listen to this, is Chintamani. Chintamani is a sacred stone, a touchstone, which can fulfill all the desires. So whatever perspective we want to take, Govardhan is a sacred mountain and it should not be climbed upon, it should not be touched. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given the example, he has not climbed on top of the Govardhan Hill. He worshipped Govardhan as the Lord himself, and also as a dear servant of the Lord, the Hari Dasa Vayo, as Srimati Radharani says, the best servant of Lord Krishna is a Govardhan Hill. So he worshipped it as a divine manifestation. We may look with material eyes and see, wow, there are some cows and some monkeys climbing on top, let me join them. But this would be sacrilegious. We would commit a grave offense. And Lord Chaitanya has given the instruction to not do this. The third instruction is, stay under the shelter of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. These two Goswamis are providing the spiritual understanding to really know Vrindavan Dham. By their sacred books, they have given descriptions of the spiritual Vrindavan, and have given us instructions how to conduct ourselves in Vrindavan. The most important instruction manual for practicing Vaishnavas is Rupa Goswami's Upadishamrita, the nectar of instruction. If you follow devotees and you are in the anugatya, that's a Sanskrit word, under the guidance of such devotees, you will be able to avoid mistakes which you are bound to commit when you are on the material platform and looking at things with an ordinary material vision. Therefore, this anugatya or guidance is extremely important. The fourth instruction is let us not imitate the highly exalted inhabitants of Vrindavan, the Brajavasis. Yes. Now, I would like to go a little bit more specific into the first instruction. Don't stay too long, because there is a covering, and this covering might bring you into a difficult situation where you commit unwillingly or willingly offenses against the Holy Dharma, which are very bad for you and your spiritual description. This covering, all of us know. All of our souls are unfortunately covered. Hare Krishna. Now I know you have been in your name. You have now a new name, I have heard. Syama Radhika. Is this? Yes, I have recognized you. First I could not recognize you, but now I recognized you. What is the covering which is giving all of us problems? Hari Bol.
Five gross elements and three subtle.
The five gross elements and the three subtle elements. Correct. Of these three subtle elements, what do you consider the most heavy covering? Yes. In a Brahma Vaivata Purana, it is said that between us and the Lord is a covering which is like a mountain. This mountain is the Ahankara. This mountain has two stones. In our Finland, we do have some hills, I hear, some special hills in the north. I'm getting secret information about your country. And some of it is, I believe, I know too, granite. Finland's granite is very much in demand in Germany. And also a certain type of stone which is used for ovens. It is the Finnish Specksstone. It's a certain type of stone which keeps the heat. Once it's warm, it keeps warm for the whole day. In Karuna Bhavan, I have this original Finnish Specksstone on my around my oven, and you just need to put it one time the fire on, and it keeps for eternity. In this way, I'm secretly connected with your country. So the mountain of false ego has two types of stone, granite and Finnish speck stone, or to put it into proper Sanskrit terms, aham mameti. I am this and this is mine. Each one of us is covered by this ugly mountain, which covers the pure soul, which is full of love for Krishna, and which is sacred. If you wish to make your connection with Krishna, you need to climb and become a mountain climber. You need to cross over this mountain of false ego. There's only one path which brings you over this terrible mountain. The hills in Finland are not so high. They can be climbed very easily. But the mountains in your hearts, they are so high. Sometimes the best mountain climbers of this world, who have crossed the 8,000 Mount Everest without oxygen, are horrified. They cannot even imagine this type of mountain. In fact, it has become bigger in their heart after they climbed the Mount Everest than it was before. It's an invisible mountain. You need to be really strong to cross it. There is a path through this mountain which requires great character strength if you want to climb on it. It is the path of Sharanagati, taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. We will talk separately about this wonderful path, but here we will just mention it. So, this mountain of the Ahankara world, the world of false ego, is very big. Even in the Hare Krishna movement, it isn't this mountain. I am a big devotee. I know this. I have this opinion. I have these needs. No. And it smells terrible, this mountain. No one in this world, no conditioned soul, is freed from this mountain of false ego. In fact, when the soul, our devotee, philosophical minded devotee, has explained, we are covered with altogether with 8 coverings. When you come into this world, the first covering the soul takes is this Ahankara. Everything else is based around this. In the Bhagavatam we can read how the material elements develop from this. 10 more minutes, we get you. No. So how to get to Vrindavan if we have not crossed this mountain of false ego? It will be very, very difficult. We need, if we want to enter the real Vrindavan, we need help. We are so fallen, so small, so insignificant. Ooh, but think we are so big because of this mountain on our hearts. For such people, they need help. First is, which is expressed in a song of Narottam Das Thakur, we need the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Lord Nityananda, so that we can become free from these desires which come from this mountain of false ego, these independent, separate desires to enjoy separate from the Lord. Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. We need Nityananda's mercy. Also, we need other mercy from Vrinda Devi. I do not know if we have Tulasis here in Finland. We do have? Yes. Yes. Still so tired. I saw now I remember where you tell me. We have a whole room of Tulasis here. Every morning in our temples we worship Vrinda Devi, the gatekeeper of Vrindavan. Please one day again give us entrance. We sing the Tulsi song. You see, in an ordinary mundane theater, sometimes if you come with the wrong cloth, you are not permitted entrance. I don't know if we have this in Finland. In Finland, I suppose we have discotheques. If you're not dressed properly, the man on the entrance says, no entrance for you. No, you're not permitted. You are not qualified to enter this very noble discotheque. And you have to go home. No, they are very strong, and if they want, they have other strong people in the background. No question of you entering Vrindavan. Also, if you want to enter the real Vrindavan, there's Vrinda Devi at the entrance gate, a dear servant of the Lord, and she will see. You have to ask her permission to enter. There's a song, a verse which says, Vrinda Devi, I'm in the ocean of material existence and I'm covered by so many faults. Please, kindly, nevertheless, give me entrance. Vrindavan, or the sacred area of Vrindavan, you can only get entrance if you are invited. You can't storm, make your own endeavors, your own. Prabhupada expresses it, you can't just buy a ticket, zip, and then give it to the Helsinki Air Force or whatever, Finland Air, and then think, now I go to Vrindavan. This is too easy. This is not possible. You need to be invited. Nayam atma pravachane na labbo na medaya Nabahuna Shrutena. This is a general principle. It says, not by great lectures, pravachanena labdo, and not by your own strengths of knowledge can you enter the kingdom of God. No, you have to be chosen. Lord has to say, here is someone who is qualified. Let him come. You know, like we always say, don't try to see Krishna. Try to act in a way that Krishna sees you, and then he gets you, gives you entrance. So my point is, because we are covered, and Vrindavan is also covered for a person who is on the material platform, who is a covered person, we need an entrance. Come, Gopinath, come. No. I'm saying in an analogous way. But Gopinath is highly enthusiastic. He's ready to go. So in that sense, Vrindavan, you can enter Vrindavan Dham only upon invitation. But this invitation has to be given by Krishna Gopinath. Yes, I cannot. Yes. If you wish to enter Vrindavan, Krishna has to call you, and he will do this if you are a surrendered devotee. Like Lord Krishna, he says in the Gita, Savadamang parijaja mangikang shalanam. Mang ekam eka, only to me, mang ekam shadanam, shelter. Then I take the sinful reactions from you. Don't worry. If you take shelter under me only, if you do this path of sharanagati, then the Lord takes it. He also says, Daivihesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapatyante Mayang itang tarantite. That is the material energy is covering is very strong, but so that no one can cross it on her own, on his own. To him or her who is surrendered, prapadyante to Lord Krishna, he can easily cross the influence. Yes. So now, after having heard about Vrindavan Dham, we will see Vrindavan Dham, and we will hope to enter this Vrindavan Dham in a humble state of mind. We will look at the pictures, we will pray to the deities, one day, please give me invitation. I wish to come. I'm not very qualified, I'm very fallen, but by my false ego I think I'm very qualified and have a high perception of reality. We will pray, and one day we will go to Vrindavan. Prabhupada has spoken about the specific benefit of a journey to Vrindavan, and I hope you will get some of the benefit by looking now at Vrindavan Dham. He said, if you go to Vrindavan, it will give you an impetus. What is the Finnish word for impetus? It's a very important word. Like a pushing, you can also say. We look for the right word. I will say the whole sentence. If you go to Vrindavan on this earth, it will give you the impetus to go back home, back to Godhead. Impetus, you could also say motivation. Ulike, yes. It makes sense? You feel like, I also want to go to Krishna. It is a fact. If you sit at the... this is the subtle influence of Vrindavan on the consciousness. Even an act of devotion, Rupa Goswami says, even someone just goes to the Yamuna side, Nimathura, he will not want to go back to the material world. He wants to go back to Krishna. So by looking at the pictures, hopefully this effect will be there, and we will become very desirous to become fully Krishna conscious, and will also become motivated to find in our life this little path which goes over this high mountain, which is in our heart, this mountain of Aham Mameti. Alright, so we will make a little pause now, as will be an active pause. Srishtikata will put the slides on, and while he's doing it, we will sing some bhajan. Gopinath, maybe you can come here and see them.